Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, August 19th, Jaguars training camp practice number 18 is in the books. It's interesting talking about training camp at this point in the year. Obviously, first two preseason games in the books. We'll talk about it all here today. Heard from Doug Peterson about some injury updates, some playing time updates for week three. We had practice today. Another long one. Started inside, went outside. We'll go over everything here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. If you go check out jenjag.com/shop today and use code VICTORYMONDAY, all capitalized, no spaces, 20% off everything there. Check it out. So, Doug Peterson gave us some injury updates. Christian Kirk with the calf will remain out this week, and I don't think it's anything to be alarmed about. Doug Peterson said that he's feeling good. He's doing all right, but they're just being a little bit cautious with this one. You want to have Christian Kirk, who has tons of experience in this offense, tons of experience with Trevor Lawrence. You want him ready for week one, not preseason week three, right? Eric Armstead working some individual today with the knee, obviously getting activated off the PUP last week. Individual work to start the week, and they'll see how he progresses. Didn't really confirm or deny whether or not he'll play in preseason week three. I wouldn't be concerned about it either way. That's a guy that you're more concerned about, again, long-term than you are at the very beginning of the season here. Darnell Savage with the shoulder injury that he suffered last year. He shed the red non-contact jersey today, so he is a full go now moving forward. Don't know whether he'll play in preseason week three and get his first game action for the Jaguars, but I would guess that he will. Not confirmed, but we'll see. And then C.J. Beathard is dealing with the groin injury he suffered during the third quarter of the Jaguars' win over the Buccaneers, and he will miss the entire week. And so right now, just only two quarterbacks on the roster are Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones. It'll be interesting to see. The Jaguars are planning on playing their starters up to two quarters this week, depending on how things go. So will you go into preseason week three with only two quarterbacks, which would mean, like, heaven forbid, if somebody went down, like if Mac Jones went down at some point, Trevor Lawrence would have to come back in. If both guys stay healthy, then you just have both guys playing close to a half. I mean, I don't know how that's going to play out. I think it'll be interesting to see, like, if they pick someone up that can potentially come in and just take some reps down the stretch, or do you just run the ball down the stretch? Like, how's that going to look? We'll see. I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on this week, certainly. There's no update on Andrew Wingard. I know some people have asked about that. Nothing on that yet. Did not get an update on Christian Braswell, but I do think he was working off to the side. Keelan Robinson working in a boot, so a player who kind of hasn't gotten to get his his footing going here in his rookie year, Keelan Robinson. We'll see what happens with his potential roster spot. I'm not sure. Again, Doug Peterson said that he wants the starters to play potentially up to two quarters versus Atlanta on Friday. That's going to be really interesting. Again, so many teams, we've talked about this, handling preseason very differently in terms of which games they're going to allow players, starters, to go out there and play a lot. The Jaguars opting to try to get the most playing time in week three, the final week of the preseason before the regular season gets going in early September. They did practice in full pads today. The defense was wearing teal, which is a change up. I think that's the first day we've seen the Jaguars defense wear teal. We also had a bit of a change up starting inside, right? Starting inside the Jaguars practice facility, the indoor field at Miller Electric, and then moving outside for the last few periods of practice today. I think Doug wanted to get these guys more acclimated to the heat, right? There's going to be some hot football games at Everbank Stadium. There's going to be a hot football game in the opener. Jaguars traveling to Miami. So getting them acclimated to the heat while not having an entire long practice outside, I think it makes sense. And again, this was a, if you missed the show this morning, this was a afternoon practice. So it was hot out there. When we went outside from the in, you know, transitioning from indoor to outdoor, the weather app said it felt like 101, and I will tell you it felt every bit of 101. So interesting thing about this week for teams, for the way coaches look at it and the actual team, they're kind of in regular season mode now. Even though there's 90 men on the roster, you haven't cut the roster down to 53 yet, they kind of prepare for this week as if it's a regular season game a little bit more than they do the first 2 weeks of preseason, and they're getting into regular season mode, trying to get that schedule down. And so Jaguars coaching staff and team kind of look at it as, you know, training camp's over and this is the start of the season. But from a PR perspective, media perspective, it is technically still training camp. And this was technically training camp practice number 18 for the Jaguars. So just a little bit of minutia there, I guess, with the wording surrounding what this practice actually is.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First period of teams, you saw Cam Little make all his kicks. He's been excellent for the Jaguars, made all his kicks in preseason week two, only missed a 62-yarder in preseason week one. So you're liking what you're seeing from the rookie kicker, no doubt about it, who turned 21 on Saturday night. Saturday at some point. Not sure when he was born during the day, but his birthday was the day of the Jaguars' victory over Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good day for him. The Jaguars had some 11-on-11 inside. ETN busted off a big run to start that period. A running game overall looked very good in practice, and that's coming off a game in which it looked pretty strong as well, getting 140 yards on the ground. Of course, that was on 38 carries, so it wasn't as if the Jaguars were consistently busting off big runs against the Buccaneers, but they committed to the run game, and the success that they had carried over a little bit into this practice. Overall, these running backs did really good job, and I thought the only real blemish for the running backs today was Travis Etienne did have one drop in the team portion of practice, but still a good day for him and a good day for the running backs. Trevor Lawrence did miss a few throws in this practice. I can't lie to you about that. He absolutely did. A couple of overthrows, a couple of misses where he was on the run. Not his best practice, but still overall very good in my opinion. He had a lot of nice throws as well and plays that would have been made down the field or were made down the field. So no worries there, obviously. And even if a quarterback does have a down day in practice, nothing to worry about. He didn't throw any interceptions, didn't have any risky situations, but just wasn't quite as sharp the entire practice. And a couple of the misses he did have were right when the Jaguars transitioned from indoor to outdoor. So I wonder if getting used to kind of going from that indoor facility and the depth perception and all that changes anything. But that's just an observation. Saw Brian Thomas Jr. with a long run. Had a nice grab, couple nice grabs down the field as well. So you love to see that from BTJ. Josh Hines-Allen, multiple run stuffs during the team portion of practice. So he's continuing to shine. Asezi Otomiwo, hopefully I'm pronouncing that somewhat close to right, number 90 interior defensive lineman who's had a great camp and very good preseason. He had a run stuff. You also saw Chad Muma get a run stuff on 11-on-11. And then you had some 7-on-7 in the red zone. Also had one-on-one OLDL going on at the same time. Not much to speak of there. Couldn't see one-on-ones. If you haven't been tuning in, it's very difficult on any of the fields to see if there's two drills going on at one time to see what's happening in both. But especially on the indoor practice field, seeing what's happening on the far end of the field, you can't really see it. So we couldn't really see one-on-ones much. But 7-on-7, there really wasn't much to speak of overall. I thought that there was decent connections, but no like big plays, 7-on-7 red zone, no touchdowns really. Elijah Cooks might've gotten in the end zone once, but again, overall, nothing super notable there. We did go outside, as I mentioned, after period 7, and you saw some team portions of practice there. Also saw some special teams, but you did have Darnell Savage, who again, no red practice jersey. He's full now. Pick off Mac Jones in 11-on-11. Jones was a little loose with the football today, in my opinion. Like, I think he could have been picked off another time by Amani Oruwariye. So a little bit of a loose practice for Mac Jones, but I think you know that this is the type of player that he will try to push things in practice and do things he wouldn't necessarily try to do in the game. But great play from Savage to go up and get that football. Good to see him out there, you know, being able to practice and go full. And getting a pick. So, and then Amani Oruwariye has made a lot of plays throughout camp as well, competing for a cornerback job on this roster. Seth Williams, I thought, had a nice day. Three catches in team, including a great leaping grab. You did have a lot of wide receivers running the football. What does that mean? Not a lot to talk about plays, but you can read between the lines there. I do think probably today's practice, some of the news from pre-practice, you know, with how much the starters are expected to play against the Falcons and some of the injury stuff, probably bigger takeaways from that than the actual practice. But I do think my biggest takeaway from today is continuing to see Brian Thomas Jr. play so well is just, it's awesome because he really started a little slow and he's just kind of come out of his shell continuously and grown throughout camp and just gotten a lot more confident, a lot more consistent. And he's starting to make plays more consistently every single practice. And now you're seeing multiple plays being made throughout practices for Brian Thomas Jr. It'll be interesting to see if he and Trevor Lawrence can get a pass completion in preseason week three here. So far, Brian Thomas Jr.'s catches have come from Jones and Beathard. So hopefully they can get that connection going in game this week. They should have more opportunities to do so. But that'll do it for this one. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Again, we have 20% off for Victory Monday. Use code Victory Monday, all one word, all caps, at jenjag.com. Get a discount there, 20% off. And you can become a channel member here on YouTube if you want to support the channel further. Get access to some perks. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.